Shalom, everybody! At the end of last week's parsha, Pinchas killed two people engaged in public gilui arayos, in public promiscuity. And by doing that, Pinchas stopped a plague that had already killed 24,000 people. It was an incredible display of emuna and bravery on the part of Pinchas. He killed not only a Moab princess, but he also killed one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, a leader of Shevet Shimon. But he did it, and he had to do it for Kiddush Hashem. And in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, we hear Hashem's praises for what Pinchas did and the divine reward that Pinchas received. The Torah says in Perek Chavhei Pasuk Yud Gimel that the reward that Pinchas got was V'hai Salo Ulzaro Acharav Bris Kunas Olam, etc. Pinchas and his descendants will merit the Bris, the covenant of being Kohanim. What does that bracha mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains the bracha as follows. Pinchas and all of his descendants get the great zechus and privilege of becoming Kohanim. In other words, when Pinchas' grandfather, Aaron, when Aaron became a Kohen, only Aaron and only Aaron's children became Kohanim with him. And anyone born to them after that time became Kohanim as well. But anyone already born was not a Kohen. Pinchas was Aaron's grandson, but he was born already when Aaron became a Kohen, so he wasn't naturally a Kohen. Only after he killed Zimri did he get the gift of becoming a Kohen. That is Rashi. That is how Rashi explains the blessing and the gift that Hashem gave Pinchas. Other Mefarshim explain the gift differently. For example, the Ralbag, Rav Levi ben Gershon, who died in 1344, says that Pinchas was already a Kohen. But if so, what bracha did he receive? The Ralbag offers two explanations. First, the Ralbag says that the bracha that Pinchas got is that his descendants will always be Kohanim. They will never lose the kahuna. No matter what they do and no matter what happens historically, whatever happens externally, they will now and forever be Kohanim. That is the first explanation of the Ralbag. His second explanation, which he says is more correct, is that the reward Pinchas received is that many future Kohanim Gedolim would be his descendants. In other words, says the Ralbag, that's actually what happened. Even though a Kohen Gadol can come from any family of Kohanim, the bracha that Pinchas received is that many Kohanim Gedolim would come from Pinchas' lineage, and that, says the Ralbag, is what happened. Many Kohanim Gedolim, not all, but many came from Pinchas. That is the Ralbag, and that is Rashi. Obviously, I am in no one to disagree, chas v'shalom, with Rashi and the Ralbag, but I thought perhaps one can suggest another layer to the question. How or why did Pinchas get a bracha for something that he already has? If he was already a Kohen, what bracha was he receiving? Perhaps one can suggest that so often we have God-given gifts, we have God-given talents, we have God-given potential. Sometimes we have all that, and we don't even know it, we don't even realize it. And perhaps that is often what a bracha is. It's exactly what a bracha is. You already have that trait that you're asking for. You already have that ability. You already have that potential that you're asking for. Sometimes you don't even know it. A bracha may just be helping us reveal our own potential. Pinchas, you are already a Kohen. Accept that blessing. Know that blessing. Know you have it in you already. Embrace it. Very often we are all like Pinchas. We have the ability inside us. And sometimes all it takes is someone else to help us realize that and to convert that potential into action. Have an amazing day, everyone.